You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. Andy Holdings Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
And a warm welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Podcast. You join us ahead of a 7-race card on the level from Sligo on Sunday. Sam Norris here on the podcast, and joining me on the line, as ever, is our Irish racing expert, Andy Holding, to take a look at some of the betting. Morning, Andy.
Morning, Sam.
Are you well?
I'm pretty good. You?
Good, yeah. Yeah, I'm not bad, thank you. It's a bit of a different kettle of fish to Punchestown, this, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is, yeah. Got to readjust and focus the mind on the flat after the heady heights of Punchestown this week with all the best National Hunt horses signing off for the season. Of course, Willie Mullins horses today at Sligo. What are we going to do?
Yeah, makes a change. Gives some of the other trainers a chance, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's it. I got Willie Mullins' horses all wrong. Every time I back one of his, they run tragic and then left all the obvious ones alone and they won. So, yes, I'm afraid, yeah. So he had 15 winners. I'll probably back two of them.
So you're probably glad to see the back of him then?
Well, you just sometimes you either oppose them because they're too short or you try and be cute and... I think the key is just to keep following all of them, really, rather than chop and change.
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose you just got to let them win sometimes.
Exactly,
you?
Yeah.
But we'll dive into the action then at Sligo. It starts at 2:20. We've got a filly's maiden to open the card. 6 furlong is the trip in this one. Natural Woman is the 11-8 favourite. 9-4 for Countess Constance. Belez Oscura is a 5-1 chance, along with Marinella, and it's 14s bar those. Relatively small field here, Andy. Any of these fillies catch the eye?
Well, the one thing I will say, Sam, before we start, is that the ground at Sligo today is likely to ride very, very testing. They're already calling it soft, but I drove through that area last night on the way to the airport, ferry port, and it was absolutely bucketing down. Obviously, it's stopped now and that they are due for a dry day, but I think the damage would have already been done. We're looking at genuine soft, straight, heavy ground, and when it's bad at Sligo, it can be really testing. So you need something that's going to get home. Always handled heavy ground before, and the two that fit the bill here are Marinella and Natural Woman. Natural Woman ran on this sort of ground at Cork early on in the season, running behind a horse of Dermot Wells called Shazina, and then chased home what could turn out to be an Oaks filly in the shape of Fluff last time out at Navan. She's got plenty of stamina, already staying a mile in heavy ground, so she's the logical one here at a short price. But I do think Marinella will definitely give her a race of sorts. Of course, if she stays the trip, she's run over it before at Dundalk, but not on this ground. She ran a real good race the other day from a terrible draw behind the Warrior in a race which is working out quite well early on in the season at the Curragh. And I fancy her more than I do Countess Constance, who, to my eyes, doesn't look a natural out-and-out stayer. She's looked as though 6 furlongs is her absolute ideal bag. So I'll certainly be against her. So I put it between Natural Woman and Marinella. You can get sort of 11-8 the one and 5-1 the other. So if you kind of adjust your stakes either way to make a small profit on that race, I think those are the two to concentrate on.
OK, there we go then. Thoughts of Andy in the first one. Move on into the 2:55. This one is a 6 furlong handicap. Not so bad all day is the 5-2 favourite. 3-1 for No Fear. No Way Jack is 9-2. 11-2 for Caution. Cruden is 7-1. It's double figure prices. The rest of them. Talk us through this one, Andy.
Yeah, this one's quite a trappy one because not many of the main protagonists have got the ideal conditions today. And that includes the favourite, Not a Bad Old Day, who ran a nice race at Navan two starts ago over a trip which... he didn't quite stay. Dropped back to 7, which is obviously today's distance. And Dialove's charge was really impressive, making virtually all the running in the hands of Pat Smullen. Never saw another rival, 1 by 3.5 lengths in a reasonable time. Going to be difficult to catch around here. As often the case can be here at Sligo, you do naturally want be on front runners, particularly as the ground's bad. You often find horses can't make ground from the back of the field. So I've got every chance if handling the ground. One to consider at a big price. I've had my eye on this corn market for quite a while. Michael Flannery's 3-year-old has had 3 runs for a mark of 60, but has run in some very good maidens, very hot maidens, including at Garran and Navan, particularly the one at Garran behind Serafelli. Caught the eye of the day, knocked about by in my pocket. I do think that one's definitely capable at a big price, 14-1. So, again, similar to the first race, I'll probably adjust my stakes accordingly. I'd have a reasonable bet on Not a Bad Old Day Out, but hopefully we'll hand the ground. And Corn Market at 14-1. I'd certainly keep me on that one. That one's worth a few quid as well.
Right, fair enough. Next up at 3:30, then we have another 6-furlong handicap. Vasoni heads affairs here at 3-1. 72 for Vasilia Gal. Battle of the Boyne is 5-1. 7-1 for Dark Alliance. Split the Atom is 9s. It's 10s bar those. And the front two in the market here, Andy, both have course and distance form to boast.
Yeah, this is crucial. Course and distance form on soft or heavy ground. And both Vasoni and Vasilia Gal slot into that category quite nicely. They've also both caught the eye on their seasonal reappearances as well. Vasilia Gal in the first time hood went fourth of the day beyond Dunard Prince. That should have blown away the cobwebs. And also Vasoni is a mare that I've tipped on podcasts many, many times, particularly here at Sligo. She won a couple of races here back in 2013. She hasn't quite won or managed to get back into the winner's enclosure since then. But her two runs this season have certainly suggested that unwanted stat won't be too far away. Good run in a race which I highlighted earlier in the season down in Cork on the figures behind Cash or Casualty. Again, that race worked out pretty well. And then the other day, behind Battle of the Boyne, was caught the eye snaking its way through the field to finish fourth in a quite a strongly run affair. But both of those races would have just put the edge on her. She's back to her best track on soft ground, got a nice low draw. Tom Madden's on board as well, taking 7 off. So I think she's a worthy favourite here. That 3-1 at William Hill, he's definitely going to be under pressure. Probably the time by the you put this podcast on, Sam, it'll probably be around about a 5-2 poke. And she's definitely my number one choice in that race.
OK, then Vasoni, the one for Andy in that 3:30. Then next up at 4:05, we have a race over a mile and a half. Just the four of them lineups contested. We've got an odds-on favourite here for Dermot Weld in the shape of Edel Poor, who's a 4-5 chance. 2-1 for Harold Pato. Vocaliser is 5-1. The outside of the quartet is Pin Code at 14s. Front two in the betting have probably shown a little bit more than their rivals recently. Is it between these two?
It looks that way, yeah. You've got one that's had a run this season, one that hasn't. Both of them nice horses. Out of the two, I'd definitely suggest podcasters stay on the right side of Harold Pinto. That doesn't mean to say you've got to back him today, because obviously fitness advantages in Dermot Wells' horse's favour. But I really like Harold Pinto. He's a big, strong, strapping, gorgeous son of the York who devours this kind of ground. He wants a real test of stamina. And this should set him up nicely for the rest of the season. I think the Jump Boys need to look at this horse towards the back end of the season. He'll definitely make a nice juvenile hurdler. But as it is today, he probably might have to play second fiddle to the race fit. Edel Poor, who beat the subsequent winner, King of Aragon, down in Garen the other day, staying on very powerfully late on. Like I said, it's just the fitness edge which might be the key on today's ground. But yeah, Harold Pinto, definitely one to keep an eye for the rest of the season. But today, I'm just in favour of the Dermot Weld horse.
OK, Edel Poor then for Andy in that 4:05. At 4:40, we've got another handicap over a mile and a half this one. And Papa's Way is the 3-1 favourite for this one. Kalini Alan is 130. It's 5-1 for Dancing with Angels. Kalon is 13-2. 8-1 for Spirani. Bigger prices the rest. And we've got a favourite here, Andy, who arrives in good form and chases a hat-trick.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Handles the ground as well, which is key. We've already seen a victory for Papa's Way under testing conditions at Cork. And followed up with another win, quite impressively as well in the end, at the Curragh. Stays well, in good shape. No reason why Papa's Way wouldn't run well here. But I do really like the chances here at the prices of Cillon, who hasn't yet won a race, but she's run several real eye catches and some fantastically strongly run and well-contested maidens. And I think she's not badly handicapped here for a perch of 76. She was just nutted late on by Never Rush a Con the other day down in Limerick. But the time of that race is really good. I think the form of that race has started stacking up. She was also second to Felix Mandelson, who was well touted on debut the time before and then got the job done at Navan, but again, another good run. So there's no reason to suggest why Cillon wouldn't run a race here. She likes the ground, she's in good form, she's had a run, she stays well, and she's 7 or 8 to 1 this morning, which I thought was way, way overpriced. I'd have her in sort of way shorter than that. Some firms have only got 5. I think that's probably more in line with her chances. So despite the chances of Papa's Way being there for all to see, I'm very keen on Cillon here from an HOA stroke place only perspective. I'm sure she'll give us a real good run for our money.
Right, fair enough. The penultimate race of the day then comes up at 5:10. It's a handicap over 1.25 miles, and Ring Presence heads affairs here at 2-1. It's 7-2 for Acid. Quatea is 4-1. 5-1 for Sarah Joyce. 11-2 for What's the Plot, and the outsider of them is Lily White Sox at 10-1. Who do you like in this race?
Yeah, quite a few unknown quantities here. Kotea and, of course, Lily White Sox have had three runs for a statutory mark, so they could be interesting. But I like the chances of Acid here from the Kevin Brendegast stable, filly by Cloderville. She's had a couple of runs already this season. Just looked as though she needed a run at Cork on a seasonal reappearance behind Never Again. Hit the front two out and then faded late on the heavy ground. But at least that run suggests that she's gone forward from two to three. And then chasing home the really impressive Curvy, who bounded to victory in that handicap at Navan, so much so that it did the best sectional time on that particular card, which included several pattern race performances such as Fluff. So I think this handicap is actually quite a good one. We've already seen the race work out really well with Have an All Day winning already. So that really does look very, very solid form. That third behind Curvy, for me, is definitely the best piece of individual four coming into the race. The ground's fine, the trip's fine, going is as well. So everything looks set fair for Acid. Certainly to outrun its odds around about 4-1 this morning.
OK, then Acid getting the pick for Andy at 5:10. The final race on the card then from Sligo on Sunday comes up at 5:40. This one is a maiden over a mile and a quarter. Novus Adventus leads the market at even money. It's 5-2 for Zebek. Torcedor is 11-2. 12s by those not the strongest looking of maidens, Andy. Who wins this?
Yeah, this looks like a two-horse race. And they've already met as well, so we've had a good look at them up against each other. And that was the race that Novus Adventure was second to Radalpur down in Tipperary in a very fast time. Zebek was fourth, and I thought Zebek actually would win next time out off the back of that speed figure. And although he didn't manage to win, he ended up being in a very hot race down at Cork, which was in the end won by Castle Lions. Now, Castle Lions has been the subject of quite a few nice bids in the recent sales. I think the horse went for 170,000 in a sale subsequently. Cradle Mountain, who I tipped up on the podcast, has gone in next time out at Nace. So I'm pretty sure that that form, even though Zebek was beaten in, will start working out really well. And there's a half a chance that Zebek actually might make up sufficient enough ground to get a little bit closer to Novus Adventure, who's likely to be ridden quite aggressively today. But at the prices, I don't think there should be that much between them. Around about even money, Novus Adventure, you can get 5-2, 3-1 for Zebek, but I think the 3-1 is definitely worth taking, that John Ox is at charge, improves for that run down in Cork, particularly on the softer ground, and gets half a chance of turning it round on his old adversary.
OK, Zebek then, the one for Andy in the final race of the day. If you could just remind us, please, of your seven selections for the action at Sligo on Sunday.
Will do, yeah. First race looks a two-horse race between Marinello and Natural Woman. I suggest you split your stakes accordingly. In the 2.55, again, a couple against the field. Not a bad old day in Cornmarket. 3.30, probably the best bet on the card is Vasoni, back at her favourite track. In the 4.05, I really like Harold Pinto as a horse, but he hasn't had a run this season, whereas Adel Paul has, and that might be the difference at the end of the day. Solid each way bet in the shape of Celion in the 4.40. Looks the order of the day there. I really like that filly by Cloderville in the 5.10. She's big, she's strong, she'll handle the ground. That's Kevin Prendergast's Acid. And in the final race, looks a match again between Novus Adventure and Zebek, the old rivals from the Tipperary clash. But I'll go with Zebek. I do think his value here around about the 3-1 mark to put it up to the favourite.
OK, excellent stuff. There we are then, the thoughts of William Hill Radio's Irish racing experts, Andy Holding, ahead of the action from Sligo. And do tune in to William Hill Racing Radio from 1:25, where you'll hear all of the action from Sligo, as well as the domestic meetings from Newmarket and 1,000 Guineas Day. We've got Hamilton and Salisbury as well in the company of Mark Walton, Ollie Pimrott and Craig Forsyth. Thank you for joining me on the podcast, Andy, and hope you enjoy the action today at Sligo.
I will do. Thanks, buddy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.